Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Texting a little bit there. All 3 feet Willies with a Vortex Reverb backside with a Protection Jones. And Lummy, I think that's 100% royalty free. It's on YouTube saying 100% royalty free, but when we try to upload this, we'll probably get a royalty strike. I fought that all day yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, like, the first 26 seconds of the show, they're like, you got a copyright deal. I'm like, well, first of all, we were playing royalty-free.
Yeah, what the hell?
What do you hear?
I'd like to file a complaint to HR, please.
You mean here at the BRN?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, hold on.
Regarding Lummy.
All right, well, hold on. Just let me
What?
Let me get my HR... mindset ready.
Can I get my lawyer on the phone?
No.
No.
This is just the initial complaint.
Yeah.
I'll have to, as a manager, you know, kind of get through it a little bit, okay? So I'm Brown. So hello, Anna.
Don't worry, Lummy. You got nothing to worry about.
Anna, you've come to the HR department.
Yes.
I'm also the owner of the corporation as well.
Oh, thanks.
Unfortunately, I can't afford an HR department. But you knew. But you knew this coming into the
I
job.
I did know this going in.
That I would settle all grievances.
Yes.
I've already had a problem with one employee today, but I grabbed his penis and everything's okay now.
Okay, yep. Good. Well, I've come to the right place.
It's two times.
Yeah.
So he owes me one. He owes me one. So what do you have here for me?
Well, I feel like Lummy was harassing the ducks during the break when he was taking his dick out, waving it around, trying to coax the ducks to cross the street.
All objection, right. My honor. Objection.
And he was yelling, hey, quacks for my cock. Quacks for my cock.
Through the fence.
It's disgusting.
This is blasphemy, discrimination.
Lummy, I will get through this as a manager.
Thank you.
So, Anna, for real?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on. For real, you walked out to the front of the building.
I didn't even have to walk out. I could hear him screaming through the front door.
All right, so at that point, you went outside because you had the right to go outside.
Yeah, but I wasn't even outside, Bubba. I was just through the looking glass.
All right, so what do you see through the front door?
Lummy has...
Where was Lummy?
He was by the basketball hoop, by
okay.
the fence.
All right.
His cock was out.
Hold on, stop. Lummy? Lummy?
Yes, sir?
Were you by the basketball court?
Yes, I was by the basketball hoop.
It's just a yes or no?
Yes.
Was your cock out?
No.
Ask him if his balls were out.
Were your testicles out?
Lummy, were your testicles or your balls out?
Exposed.
I plead the fifth.
No, you can't fucking plead the fifth when I'm trying to get to the bottom of an HR complaint.
No, she is.
Hold on. I'll let you know. Lummy, I will tell you this, that if you plead the fifth, it is an inference of guilt.
Oh, well, I don't plead the fifth then. And this is just.
Well, then can I plead the sixth? What does that one mean?
Can I do the sixth, seventh, or eighth? Can I do one of them?
Lummy, first of all, you know, I of all people, don't have a problem with a guy whipping his balls out, okay?
Yes.
So, but what I do have a problem with is fundamentally lying to me. So the truth might be okay. So why don't you just tell me the truth?
No, I noticed that there are ducks over
there.
You're
not going to tell me the truth?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you that she is full of shit.
Okay, Lummy, did you have your balls out of their pants?
Not at that particular time.
Okay, at any time today.
When I peed.
Okay.
Not by the ducks or the basketball hoop.
Bubba, he was eyeing the ducks. They were on the other side of the street, and he was trying to coax them back with his cock.
Did anybody else?
And I keep telling him that his ducks are wandering around the neighborhood, and he doesn't believe me.
No, well, now they're not. They're back in the back now.
But where were they at?
Does your cock bring the ducks back?
That's what Anna wants to say. But yes, the ducks were across the street, and then they noticed me and almost got hit by a Mercedes.
Hey, let me blitz. By
his
the way,
cock kills.
Your plug-in contraption, like,
okay, good.
I don't even know that it's not.
Okay, yeah, you shouldn't. But I just wanted to make you aware in case
perfect,
it
great.
Did have an issue.
Perfect. Thank you. So.
No video proof.
It was disturbing.
Well, hold on. There might be video proof. I have cameras. I do have cameras. And it's mostly for the outside of the building. And it gives me the last, you know, few episodes. Let me see here.
Blasphemy.
Hold on here.
Let his dick out.
I'm watching.
My lord, I would never lie to you.
Anna, approximately what time was this?
It was about 10:07 a.m.
Okay, hold on.
I just was saying hi to the ducks. I was saying quack, 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 quack.
For my cock.
I didn't get it.
Yep. Oh, looks like never happened.
Yeah, because he's not facing the camera. Doesn't
I didn't
mean it didn't
it.
Happen.
I didn't get it, Lummy.
Well,
my cameras didn't. I can see you walk out the front door, but then that's all I see.
Well, I'm disappearing like David Copperfield.
All right, so Anna, what happened?
He went outside and he was facing the ducks and he was talking to them, and then he whipped out his penis and I think maybe a testicle or two, and he was trying to coax them to come back across the street because he was like, come look at mommy's cock.
I'm not mommy to them anyhow.
So Lummy, did any of this happen, or is this just a fake attempt to be relevant?
Yes.
And to be fucking obnoxious.
It's 50% the truth and 50% of her trying to be relevant.
Okay.
See?
Oh, you're right, Anna, you're right.
And the 50% is the duck.
So there's something we have to uncover.
What's the 50% truth? What's the truth of it?
I was standing there and I noticed six ducks, and the six ducks looked like the Little Lummi Gang. And
well, first of all, hold on. Mohawks. They have to be Lummi Gang because we never have, for the history of, we've been in this building since January of 2012, and the ducks, we don't ever have ducks on the front wires. Ever.
Well, no, these weren't on the wires.
Well, we've never had ducks anywhere, fucking basically. And yeah. So the ducks that are out front are definitely our ducks.
Well, they were across the street.
So now you're going to be a horrible father.
Right. Hold on.
These ducks are
letting your ducks just roam around town, yeah, man. You're
oh, the Little Lummi's back in the back.
Here's what's
that's
gonna
only
happen.
What I say is
here's
mine.
Here's what's going to happen, Blitz, is ducks shit. Ducks shit a lot. Yeah,
they do.
Way more than sparrows and little
carp. Toxic.
Right. Ducks shit a lot, Lummi. And the back area, we just know, is full of duck shit. That's where they live.
You'll be happy then.
Lummi,
so they were shitting
shut
in the
front. Fuck up for a second. So, no, I don't want them shit in the front.
Not on our property.
Because we got neighbors.
No, it's on the HVAC's property.
It's on whose property?
The HVAC.
Those are our fucking good neighbors.
Okay, yeah. It's on the other people then, the one we don't like.
Don't you understand? We like all of our neighbors, the Bake Your More Pie guys, the fucking HVAC guys, the AAA guys. Like, Blitz, wouldn't you agree that we have a pretty good relationship with all of our
yeah.
neighbors? They all like us.
Yep.
I don't know. See, why so, she's being fake news here?
No, Lummi.
She's covering
you're incapable of
you
telling the truth.
She's exactly right. You're incapable of telling the truth.
Yep.
Because you start out with, well, you'd be glad they're not shitting on our property. They're shitting on our neighbor's property. That in itself is what I'm upset about. I want our ducks to shit on our property. The last thing I do want is the HVAC guy to come over here and say, hey, Bubba, you know, everything, you've been a great neighbor for 10 years, man. Fucking great. You need to use our parking lot. We've used your parking lot before. We've gotten some of your packages before. You've gotten some of our packages before. Like, whatever the fuck you need, you know, whatever.
Mm. I'll go out and talk
with him. Now, you know, Blitz, like,
yes,
we use his parking lot for BARP.
Yeah, we do.
And he's like, no problem. I've never had a problem. We always go and clean it up. We double check it. In fact, the guy told me, listen, man, you guys, whatever you need.
Yeah, when I go over there, I clean up like any piece of trash that's in there, even if it was there before, I pick it up.
So now I'm going to have, hey, Bubba, you know what? Everything's been great up until that big 6'9" Sasquatch borderline R guy has
buffalo
trained
head.
With a big fucking ass buffalo head.
Right. He keeps putting his dong between the fence.
Is one, showing his dong to my front desk girl, and two, he thinks it's funny that your ducks are shitting on our trucks now. Now, if you remember right, Blitz, every Friday they got a guy that comes and details all their cars.
They do.
So now, Lummi.
David Ryan, $10 cash.
Thank you for the stolen credit card. But anyway, fucking Lummi. See, you think you're gonna get yourself out of trouble by concocting some bullshit. It's the exact story that you're trying to fucking lie to me that's pissing me off.
No, they're not lying. It's only Anna just being completely dumb and trying to get cheap heat on me because she is just irrelevant. And all I tried to do was the neighbors like feeding the ducks, bake more big pies.
The neighbors don't like feeding.
Yeah, they do. That's why.
No, they don't, guys.
I talk to them.
Nobody likes to feed the fucking ducks. This isn't fucking Lowry Park Zoo.
They feed the ducks.
They do not.
Well, he was also trying to feed the ducks in an unconventional way.
You went to trying to feed them? Freeze them? You went to trying to feed them? Fucking antifreeze. So they die.
They like them. They name them.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Does everybody know that there is a lot of lying in what
I don't understand
spewing?
What the fuck we're talking about right now. I went outside and I stood and stared at some ducks that literally
were the
walked
ducks
over to me.
On the fucking another neighbor's property.
They were in
yes
the middle.
Or no?
They were on the road drinking water pond and saw me and walked across the street.
Wait, they were doing what?
And almost got hit by a car.
But what does they were drinking water pond mean?
He's just an absolute fucking.
Because I don't understand where the fuck all I did was stand there and I got six random fucking ducks walking to me.
Random?
Yeah, but you had your cock out.
Yeah.
I didn't have my
fucking, random. They're your ducks.
I didn't have my cock out.
You were hitting them between the two posts.
Hey, Anna, if there was such a big deal, then why don't you video it? Because video makes content around here.
Why didn't you video it?
Because I didn't do it.
You didn't see the ducks out in the middle of the street that
I was on
got
the phone. You
over?
Can't video when you're on the phone, and I'm on a phone doing something.
Now you're on the phone.
I was on the phone.
I was trying to keep tabs on you. I wasn't going to just like
grab your phone and video me. Oh, look at let me put a thing out. No, you're sitting there ass grabbing with Blitz.
Bubba's camera wasn't able to get it anyways. Stop trying to reverse it on me. You had your cock out and you're trying to coax the ducks.
I was on
the
phone with my wife when talking about our baby son.
That's even worse. You're talking about your baby son with your cock out.
Grabbing with Blitz in there,
putting her on
and
mute, say, "Hey, quacks for my cock."
Yeah, trying to sit there and divert the heat from me from when you guys were just ass grabbing in there the whole time, sitting on the couch.
Well, they were sitting on the couch together.
Oh, yeah, together.
Actually, no.
He was on a separate there? Chair. I was on the couch.
Whatever. Next to each other.
I was flexing though.
Same room.
Yep, flexing
same room.
Too.
I was flexing.
In my new green room.
New green room.
That's a vibe. I like it.
Yeah, it's got the lights blinking in there now. It's like a disco.
I got to get Creatine Travis to get me a Blitz. I need a return, right? Or do I have?
I think what you have in there is like a return, and then like maybe have a vent, but it doesn't. It must be blocked off or something.
Yeah.
There's zero air coming out of it.
We got to get that because if you shut that door, which I'd like to be able to,
yes,
when we have guests to sequester them in their own little area, it gets like
it's like 900 degrees,
like a sauna.
Yeah.
So that's just one of our million things.
Wayne Wright, 1,530 stars for Coastal Carolina. Woo.
Let me.
Yes, sir.
Keep your cock in your pants. If you're peeing, pee over on the by the wall.
I did. I peed by the car.
Don't have your cock facing the road.
Yeah, don't let the ducks lick on your cock.
And try
cool,
and
man.
Try to keep the ducks back in duck land, okay?
I talked
try,
to them.
Try to
yeah,
get
we
them.
Heard.
Even if you need to get some fucking treats. I know if you'd get a handful of treats, they know when you got treats. Like a cup. You know how you get that cup and you shake it? They fucking know.
That's what he's doing with his cock.
They came over to me.
Okay, so that's great. Bring them back to Duckland.
They're back there now.
Okay, now they are. Earlier, they were across the street
and I
shitting
saw them.
On the fucking neighbor's property.
But I saw
now,
them.
People don't want duck shit on their trucks. They don't want duck shit on the road. They don't want duck shit on the steps. They don't want duck shit in their fucking grass.
Bubba,
duck shit ain't cool.
I'm going to say now that I know I'm not going to get in trouble for duck shitting here, I was just to say, I went out there and saw the ducks were across the street at the neighbors, and now I will tell the truth. I now know that
and
I'm not going to get in trouble.
I will tell the truth.
And I saw them and said, hey, guys, you got to get back over here. Come here, guys. And then they crossed the road, and then a big truck went by, and they flew back to the pond. So I got them back to the pond.
So what was so wrong with you saying?
Because you said I grabbed my cock to lure him back in. I don't want to be an animal fucker.
I didn't say you fucked him. You were just trying to bait them back in.
Maybe you've conditioned them back there to when they see your... It's hard telling some of the things you may have done back there. We don't know how they're conditioned.
Right.
You know, maybe your cock is what...
Means gives, food's coming.
Means, you know, food... Daddy.
It's the bell.
Daddy,
it's Pavlov's bell.
Daddy's got some
they
food.
They were drooling.
When they saw your cock.
We don't know what little games you play back there. We don't have a camera back there. We don't know what the fuck goes on back there. Maybe one of the things that goes on back there, it certainly wouldn't be out of the realm to think that you, because when you're back there, you could have your cock out all night. When you're back in the back part of the property, but I mean, you could probably have your cock out, and unless somebody was in the building here, like, I mean, when you come here on the weekends and nobody's here, you could have your cock out back there. Nobody would even know it.
Technically.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's your thing. I like to have my cock out. Somebody's calling me on the warm line.
It's the host of the sports show.
It's our neighbors.
Hello? Hello?
It's the cops.
It's the duck cock expert.
When I first heard this story, I thought there was no chance in the world that Lummy was doing what I accused him of having his cock out. However, if you go back and watch the video, when you said that you were going to check the cameras, Lummy had a look of complete defeat and fear that came over his face.
No, I said, you check them. Check the gate.
No, no, sir. You look deflated. Watch the moment when Bubba says, I'm going to check the cameras.
Hey, Brian, have you ever been accused of pulling your dick out and luring ducks in? I'm sorry. That's kind of the defeating fucking thing to your thing. And I'm sure my wife's listening going, what the fuck is my husband doing right now?
Nobody
that he's luring
knows.
His dick
Nobody knows.
Fucking
you know,
thing.
You know why I've never been accused of that, Lummy? Because I've never done that.
Neither have I. This is whatever the word is that I'm in, that she's doing
quacks
to me right now.
Quacks for my cock. Quacks for my cock.
It would be slander.
Yes,
if it,
she is slandering the good name of Lummy right now. Slander. And you are a lawyer. I will hire you right now.
Well, I want to know, Anna, do you, what makes you think it was his, what was his,
because he was he was yelling quacks from my cock.
Did you actually see his penis?
I didn't need to see his penis. I saw his hand moving in such a way.
Control this environment, Brian. You're my lawyer.
Did you see the penis?
I did not see the penis, but I saw a hand holding a penis. We all know what it looks like when you're peeing, you know, and you're holding your dick. He was doing that, and I could hear the clanking, the click and the clanking. What?
I don't know. Bubba, I think you do need to see the video, though, where Lummy completely looks defeated and scared.
Brian, you're my lawyer. What are you doing?
Not anymore.
You don't turn it around on me. Yeah, there's Brian's new picture for when he calls in. That is 100% right.
Oh, man, I wish I was on a delay.
Blitz, can I get that over to you?
If you send it to me, yeah.
All right, I forget who sent it to me.
I got it.
All right, so
I'm sending that.
Squirmy and Grubs.
I'm sending it.
Send it over. Lummy, you didn't know we could play.
Yeah.
Someone told that poor guy like that.
Brian, how was the sports show last night? I heard it was horrible, and Tyler hardly said two words.
Bubba, it's hard to get Tyler to talk.
I know.
Wait, who said it was horrible?
I literally started to try to interview him about the racing, and I couldn't get, like, I asked him what the difference between 604s and 602s are, right?
Right.
And you think somebody who has passion for racing.
By the way, Brian, that's a pretty damn good, like, that's a pretty damn good question.
Thank you. And so you would think that somebody who has a passion about it would start to ramble off. Well, okay, in a 604, you got to do this, and your differential and that is different, it's got more horsepower.
Ask me the question, and I'll give
you're racing in four different categories this weekend. Two of them, one 602, one 604. What's the difference between those two?
There's no difference, basically, in the chassis of the car. The only difference is the motor. And a 602 is a GMC 602 crate motor that's got about 300 horsepower, and it's a two-barrel, whereas a 604 is a four-barrel, is a GM crate motor as well, and it's got about 425 horse, and it's a four-barrel carburetor. Other than that, That's about the only difference there really is.
Well, that wasn't what really Tyler said.
Tyler said it has more horsepower. And I go, two more horsepower? How much more horsepower? And I mean, it was that, but his literal answer was the 604 has more horsepower.
Tyler, are you there on the slate, buddy?
I'm here.
Tyler, why are you such a dry guy? Like, I mean, you couldn't ask for a cooler dad. Just ask me, more outgoing, you know, fucking world famous.
Yeah, ask your granny if she gets fisted.
You know, but like, you just are just impossible to get any, like, what happened, buddy?
I thought I was actually okay last night.
Oh.
I thought the show wasn't bad. Brian, you say the show was bad?
I just heard that Tyler hardly, like, it's really tough to get anything out of Tyler.
We had a couple hundred people in there. It's got some good.
I'm not trying to say statistically. I'm just saying from the people that heard it, they say that Tyler, like Johnny Dry Guy, like really bad.
I think he's nervous, and it's definitely showing. The nerves are coming through. Like I even tried to give him some softballs. You know, towards the end, I asked him, you know, what's something that you do that annoys him, or something like that, to try and get him something that he's a little more comfortable opening up with. And he did a little bit, but it is definitely, he needs to open up more and give a little, not as bad as I'd give, but a little bit more verbose answers.
You know, you know what he should do to get better is
what?
Sports shows every Wednesday.
And practice.
Yeah, well, I think it would be great.
I'd love to hear this one person that said it was bad, because I had a lot of people say, that's
no,
Babyface didn't think it was bad.
I had a person.
What? Yeah, look, they're like sports.
Let me. I had a person that's a very knowledgeable radio person that watched it and said that it wasn't too bad, but Tyler needs to talk more. And this is a person that I could tell Blitz, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, that guy, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not just going to pull that out of my ass. Said it was pretty good, but Tyler needs to talk more. So, I mean, Tyler, do you want to keep doing it and talk more? You thought your performance was good last night? What, buddy?
I mean, I thought it was okay. It's just a learning process.
Right, okay, no problem.
I think he probably also feels
weird. I mean, why come in here and do something when Tara will just give you $200 to stay home?
Well, Tyler, do you feel like, you know, you have a lot of live up to and you don't want to feel like you're stepping on everyone's toes because you're like, I'm the boss's son.
He calls himself Jesus.
Well, you called him Jesus.
You
emboldened him.
It's in the clothes. God. It's in the clothes.
I have not emboldened him. I've not fast-tracked him, anything like that. He's trying to find his own way, don't you think? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, but I think he wants to be respectful, and sometimes he doesn't know. You know, it takes a while to know when to chime in.
Okay, well, he'll get better.
Yeah, he will. He will.
Tyler, you'll get better, buddy. Do you want to keep doing it or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Let it rip, Tiz. Let it rip. You know, you can't.
Like, Tyler, if sometimes you got to tell Brian, like, Tyler, sometimes you got to tell Brian, Brian, you're so full of shit. I tell you right now, that's not how it is, you dumbass.
Well, I don't tell anybody that.
Well, you need to.
Let's practice now.
Yeah, Tyler, okay, ready?
Practice on your dad.
Okay, ready for this,
yeah,
Tyler?
It works out well.
Tyler, we're going to practice this, okay?
Okay.
Well, right. I'll tell you right now, Tyler, Putnam County, they got one of the best tracks I've ever seen. My Lord, that track's so smooth. I would race there every weekend if I could. That's probably the best track in Florida.
You're about dumb as hell.
See, there you go. You sound like a complete hillbilly.
I know. He has like a southern accent.
Yeah. He does.
Like, and not just then, but like when I hear him talk off mic and stuff, he definitely sounds like he's from the South.
Tyler, yeah. I don't think I have a southern accent,
No, you don't.
No, I have like just a pew. Tyler, you sound like a hill jack. You're dumb as hell. No, now he's really going to not want to talk.
I can tell you right now, Bubba, the thing he was most passionate about yesterday and talked the most about was ordering 3 Chick-fil-A chicken breasts.
Oh, yeah. He went on about that one.
How he ordered breakfast yesterday here.
Yeah, should do mukbangs.
And he didn't even offer anybody anything. And he's got like,
no.
You know, he's got like 500 in his pocket right now at all times.
But hold on. It's not a money thing. If I'm saying, hey, I'm ordering food, would you like anything? Like, I would kind of expect that person to pay as well.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Tyler doesn't know all.
Well, then you kind of get him back at the next time.
Well, or that. I mean, if you go back and forth, that's fine. But if you know,
see, the problem, Tyler's never been part of like a guy's, you know, hangout. Like this is like a guy's deal.
Right.
You know, he's not used to this yet. I don't even know that he likes it. You want to keep working here, Tyler, or you want to quit?
No, I like it.
Okay.
What do you like about it, Tyler?
Tyler goes, who's this fucker on the phone fucking with me right now?
Exactly.
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
I got to deal with the fucking gorilla as soon as we get home today.
Tyler, tell him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no. Hey, Tyler.
Come on.
Tyler,
I will put you over.
Tyler.
You want to be over is to shit on me.
Tyler, if you would say, hey, Brian, won't you shut the fuck up and let me deal with my dad on my own?
Yeah, look at the pops you get in the chat.
Tyler, do it once.
Brian, please shut the fuck up, okay?
Please
shut the fuck up. Don't say please.
Please and thank you.
Don't say please.
Yeah.
Is that too nice?
Yeah. You just say, nice. Hey, Brian, why don't you shut the fuck up before I smash you in the face?
Brian, shut the fuck up, okay?
See, here's the perfect response to me, Tyler. Brian, shut the fuck up. You're not even good enough to be on the show. You Don Mikowski yourself right off.
Right, well, so he doesn't know all that.
You COVID pussy.
Yeah.
You COVID pussy.
You COVID-ass pussy bitch. I don't know if Tyler can be.
Snowflake.
Tyler can't even be that mean. He's so nice.
He is a nice kid, man. He is a nice kid. You just gotta let it let you know, talk a little bit more, Tyler.
Tyler,
and then the other thing we
gotta
said,
let
is
it rip.
He's gotta follow sports. You know, he can't just be racing and pro football. Because we're gonna
college
talk
football.
About baseball.
He,
we're gonna
oh,
talk
he
about
loves college
football.
College football.
No, but hold on. He used to be very knowledgeable on baseball. Very knowledgeable on the NBA. He didn't really like college football too much, but he knew the NBA and he knew Major League Baseball really well. He did.
Well, college football right now it's coming up, and that's what a lot of people are interested. So we told him just to watch a game at least.
He doesn't. I mean,
when you get your sports co-host going, man, dude, you need to at least watch a game, man. Come
well,
on.
I mean, Brian and I both told him that yesterday. Just check it out.
Yeah,
it's good.
He can be your racing correspondent or something like that.
But that's where maybe someone listening because he wasn't really popping up when Brian and I were talking college sports.
By the way, I would like this to get back to Zeb Wise. I don't know if anybody on Facebook or anybody on YouTube right now, but we raced with a kid. He's Tyler's age. I think he might be your same age, Tyler.
I think he's 19.
Zeb Wise, and he's from Angola, Indiana, and him and Tyler used to race it out. Like, I mean, it was always him or Zeb or him. All throughout quarter midgets. He's a great kid. His dad and his mom are super good. And, man, Zeb got in a real scary wreck this weekend at the All-Star 410s. And I don't know where it was. But Tyler, I think Zeb's okay. I think they said he's okay. But I saw the crash, and I'm like, oh, fuck. It was bad. Did you see it, Tyler?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Is he okay?
I'm looking at pictures of it now.
Is he okay, Tyler?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. Did you check with him? I know that you and him are buddies.
No, I haven't talked to him.
Maybe
maybe
reach out and just tell him me.
He's on Twitter saying he's okay. So
okay.
He's been posting.
Tyler, reach out to him or his dad and just tell him we're thinking about him and we're glad that he's okay. Because, you know, anytime when we got near bad wreck, everybody reached out. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you just do. You just that's what racers do is you reach out and say, hey, Zeb, you okay, buddy? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that was a fucking nasty one, buddy. Just trying to man you up, Tyler, how to do the right thing, okay?
Thank you.
I don't usually do the right thing, but on this, I'm good.
You know, Bubba, he could actually pull the card used to pull back in the day and say, well, my dad owns a station, so what are you going to do about it, bitch?
I don't think Tyler has, I don't think he has the ability to be that way.
No.
I don't think that Tyler, I don't think he has that kind of swagger. Let's practice once. Tyler, pull that card on Brian. Brian pisses you off, and then you say that.
Come on, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler, you're kind of being a pussy, and I don't even think your dad shot a full load. I think you were like
Brian,
from a half load.
Jesus Christ.
Brian,
I'm trying to piss him off.
My Lord. Do they have video of the
I just saw the two pictures.
Yeah, all they have is the pictures.
Jesus Christ.
I'm
trying to piss him off and get him riled up.
Blitz, look at that. He's in the middle. Zeb's in the middle of that shit. There's video somewhere. Tyler, did you hear what he said? Tyler, he called you a half load motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, Brian.
There you go.
And?
My dad runs the show around here. He'll fucking fire you.
No, he didn't run the show. That would be like I work for somebody else. My dad owns this whole fucking place. I'm going to tell him to fire you.
That's why I walk around here with no shoes on. Tell him that.
My house.
Yeah, that's why I walk around with no shoes on.
Motherfucker, represent.
The truth comes out. Your dad's Mark Tate.
No, I'm not. Hold on, fuck you. Hey, Blitz was hanging out with me when I was seeing Tyler's mom. Blitz could be Tyler's dad.
Tyler is your son, man. Look at that boy.
Yeah, he's my son. And I did a DNA deal, too, before I accepted financial responsibility.
Turns out you're 100% that bitch.
Yeah. 99.99er. Is what it was. Then they said, listen, Tyler, don't get mad at me, but I made him swab your little cheek, and then the guy said, sir, I go, yeah, and he goes, this is where you have to go downstairs and sign the birth certificate now. Making it official.
How fast did you get the results? Like, instantly?
No, like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Like 5 minutes, they swab them, and then they bring you the results. Like, they mm-hmm. actually printed it out, and so this kid is 99.999996 or your kid.
They go back to the break room, eat something real quick, just make up some crap, right. Send it back out and go, here, look, you're the dad.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
Yeah.
Then they're like, you need to go to the basement at Morton Plant and in the records division and tell them that, you're the dad and signed a birth certificate. And then that locks you in, Lummy. You're locked the fuck in, kid.
You're locked in.
Locks you in. Most people don't have children under those circumstances. Most people are really happy to sign the birth certificate. I moseyed on down there, stopped at the cafeteria on the way down there, took my sweet time getting down there. Just kidding you, Tyler. I love you, buddy.
At least he does now.
We have an interesting dynamic.
Tyler, tell him to fuck off.
No, not me. You don't tell me to fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Tyler's only gotten my face one time, a couple times. We've only had a couple blowouts a few times.
Can you say over what?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
It was just under family shit.
No, that's fine. I just,
I don't know whose fault it was. Probably mine.
Tyler, whose fault was it?
No comment.
There you go.
Stop being nice.
He is so fucking respectful. You understand?
That's so good.
Like when we would go out to dinner at race conventions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like with, sponsors and, potential sponsors, they would always come to me and say, man, your kid is the most polite, nice. Because Tyler says, please, thank you, may
yep.
I.
Yep.
You know, all that shit. Mm-hmm. And
so important.
And a lot of kids aren't raised up like that anymore.
And he was like, even as a baby, he was a good baby.
He was. I never got fucking butterscotched. He did piss on the nanny, though, one time. Remember that, Blitz?
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, Bubba, going out to like lunch and places with you, you're extremely, extremely respectful and polite as well when you're out in public.
I always try I always try to please, thank you, may I have, I always am way over the top just because the minute that you're not, and not that I'm Mr. Johnny Recognizable, but the minute that you're not, then it just becomes an absolute urban legend of a story and it goes so far over the other way. So that if you're just so nice and so polite, then there's no way they can slice it any other way. I'll never send my food back. I'll never do any of that shit.
No, unless it's like horrible, I won't send it back.
Right. Like unless I said no pickles and mustard and there's pickles and mustard slathered on the fucking shit, mm-hmm. I'm just going to scrape it off. Pretty much.
Or you got like a chicken breast that like they forgot to cook.
Yeah. Or I'd probably just eat it and get salmonella. Say, fuck it.
At least you'll still have a good reputation.
Study finds low rate of COVID-19 breakthrough infections, fewer symptoms in vaccinated people. But guess what network? Just three guesses as to what network.
CBS?
CBS.
All right.
Well, but CBS conduct a study? Who was the study conducted by?
The study was conducted probably by Pfizer writing the fucking CBS a $20 million check a couple weeks ago, because every story of with Laura O'Donnell or whatever her fucking name is for the last week, Brian, every opening story on the CBS Evening News is some type of you better get fucking vaccinated kind of deal.
So every story. The Lancet. That's a pretty respectable UK medical journal.
Who is?
Lancet.
The report.
The source of the report is the Lancet.
So what do you think? Like, I mean, you know, what do you think? That?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding if you look at the ERs and the death rates amongst those that were vaccinated versus those that are unvaccinated. Certainly, I can't speak. I don't know enough as to whether or not the vaccine is extremely effective in preventing any exposure or actual infection, but it certainly
Blitz, we wanted you to put that one picture up.
It certainly seems to work to stop you from getting a severe case of COVID and potentially dying.
Yeah.
I think at one point it was 99.2% of the people dying from COVID were unvaccinated.
Am I supposed to keep it a secret as to the latest people that got COVID-19?
Who has COVID-19 now?
Lummy, you know. Am I supposed to keep it a secret? I mean,
Lummy knows.
Joe Rogan was in Tampa on Friday night.
Pat McAfee.
No.
Joe Rogan was in town Friday night. He got to COVID either from here or Orlando. Somebody else that we know got COVID Friday night.
Brian?
No, not me.
Hmm. He's vaccinated. He's
do
good.
You know? Do you know Blitz?
I've heard some rumors, but I don't know for sure.
I know.
Shut up, sorry. Fucking horse teeth bitch. are we supposed to keep it a secret?
I mean,
I don't think
no one's told me, so I don't know.
Big Red and his wife.
Oh no.
Both have COVID. And Big Red asked me, can I get Dan, you know, do I have permission from you to get a hold of Dan? I go, yeah, get on Dan's concoction. I mean, Brian, even though you hate Dan, you would have to admit that his, you know, COVID concoction does work. Yes, no?
It seems to be working, yes.
It's what Joe Rogan's taking.
Causation and correlation are two different things, but if he's on it and it's working, then he's having good success with it, then
we all had success with it, right? I mean,
he tailors it right to each, and like, yes, he can give everybody a nebulizer
depending on your comorbidities and stuff.
Yeah, based on like, you know, I got the inhaler with the fucking, you know, and then Anna, who's, you know, skinny as fuck, she didn't get the inhaler, you know.
But these people going and getting, you know, horse paste and ingesting it. You know, trying to, ivermectin, anti-parasitic horse paste.
Because you can get it at a Tractor Supply over the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually stopped that now.
Like, that's a bad idea. you shouldn't be doing that. If you have a licensed medical doctor prescribing you a regimen of treatment and care, then obviously you should listen to your doctor.
They are limiting how many pills now of ivermectin you can get.
And it's real hard to get. It's out almost everywhere.
Why?
Because
they're figuring out, Blitz, that maybe it works.
And
people that need it, if they get some sort of infection, they're probably needed.
There was never a shortage of it before. They had fucking truckloads of it.
I've been on it since Dr. Dan prescribed it to me a while ago, and I tried to get my refill yesterday, and they're like, you were allowed to get 40, but now 20.
I heard a side effect is it makes you want to screw ducks.
Okay, bro.
Fuck ducks.
Blitz, why didn't you put up the picture I sent? Or would that be a...
No, I'm going to. Lummy texted it to me, so now I got to save it on my phone, email
don't
to
worry
myself,
about
put
don't
it on
worry,
Google Drive.
Buddy, don't worry about it. I didn't know it was
the
that
next
until...
Time, next time he calls in, it'll be up there.
We can have one or two.
Okay.
Thank you. And I just didn't know. Should have known that it was quite the process, especially coming from Lummy.
Well,
Lummy, no big deal.
I didn't know how else to send it.
So Big Red, I mean, I'm Babyface... Tyler says that he might want to keep doing the. Tyler, would you want to keep doing the sports show, or you just want to say, you know, just say fuck it and just let them do their own? I mean, they could do a sports show without you.
No, I mean, I want to do it still.
No, okay. I mean, we like, I mean, even if Tyler doesn't say much about college football, I mean, we like having him there, right, Brian?
Yeah, I just, I feel bad because I know that, I know that he wants to develop as a radio guy.
I told him that he should be doing, on Sundays, he should, first of all, he works with Blitz, so Blitz could teach him how to turn that shit. Blitz, you could easily teach him how to turn that shit on.
I showed him yesterday.
And I told him he should do a show with his girlfriend.
They're going to in like a month or two.
About racing.
Yeah.
Local racing. Yeah. You know, like this guy won at Showtime, and this guy won it down at, New Henry. And this guy wanted East Bay, and this is what happened at Volusia, and yeah, just do like a kind of a regional racing deal.
I talked to them about
that. Track in the dirt.
I talked to them about that, and they're going to start in about a month or two.
Perfect. When racing's winding up, by the way.
Well, there's other things.
Racing stops in about November, so that's great. Whatever. Maybe they can start practicing for when February comes around.
Okay.
Right. I think that would be better for him because then he wouldn't have other people around him that are going to be talking.
Well, and so he would
force him to talk.
Yeah, and I'd make him like he'd be where I'm sitting, and he'd have to learn how to run all this equipment, which would be a good skill. And he'd have to be the guy that keeps it moving along. It could just be like both of them looking at each other saying, hey, babe, who won this weekend, babe?
You can do it, babe. Hit the button, babe. You can do it.
Hit the button, babe. Hey, say some kind of words, babe. You can do it, babe.
Love you, babe.
Babe, start the show, babe.
Hey, babe.
Babe, start the show.
Hey, babe.
Go, babe.
Hey, babe. What are you doing, babe? Hey, babe. Babe.
Tyler, you all right?
Yeah.
I'm good, babe.
Okay.
Tell us all to fuck off, Tyler.
How's babe doing?
She's good.
Good. Oh, do we have a get-together at Tara's Monday? Which means everybody's going to be over at our house, and we got to get a for Tariq's birthday party.
I think so. I talked to Tara last night about it.
What time is it? Is it at our place? Where?
Well, we still got to figure all that out. We don't know exactly.
Why am I the last to fucking know? I used to be the first to know, and people would build it around my schedule.
Well, I mean, you said something to Nan about it the other day.
Okay. As long as it has to be on Monday, that's the day it has to be on, because you know we're going to be out of town.
No, I know.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, at the end of the day, it looks like they're building it around you now, doesn't it?
Mm. Sure is, babe.
Is that right, babe?
Yep.
No.
Yep. All right, Brian, what else you got, buddy?
Just want to give a shout-out to...
Shout-outs for those scoring at home.
Big time. Fireballing Crier for letting Tyler, run their rides, and he's gonna tear it up this weekend in Volusia and Okeechobee, right?
Brian did actually guess why you call her Fireball.
Hold on,
now,
Tyler, you got to be impressed that Brian pulled that right out of his ass. He knows who your car owners are.
Yeah, they talked about it on the show.
We talked about it yesterday.
That's
on the
true.
Show.
I mean, and he retained it as well.
I know that was pretty good.
Hold on, Brian. Do you know the full name of the female?
Jerry Fireball. Jablomi. I don't remember the last name.
Smith. Don't disrespect Jerry Fireball Smith. Say it the right way.
Smith. Oh, Jesus. Jerry Fireball Smith. I should have guessed Smith. That's like the most common last name.
I'll tell you now, man. That's the real booker of all shit. Like, that's the real booker of all shit right there.
And Jim Crier.
Jim Crier's cool, and I'm sure that he can hold his own, but nobody can outbook Jerry Fireball Smith.
Woo.
I've seen her take swings on grown men. And knock him down to the fucking ground.
That's a fireball shots, I heard.
Well, yeah, she gets some. Yeah, I'm not even getting into it. And guess who Jerry Fireball Smith hates on her number one overall hate list in the
Dan
entire.
Diaco.
Who?
Dan Diaco.
Nope. She loves Dan because Dan cured her of COVID. She got on the Dan concoction.
See, he's going around curing everybody.
I'll tell you this, Blitz. He's a world famous sprint car driver in his own mind.
Oh.
And he's a real asshole.
Gene.
If you mention Gene Lasker to Jerry Fireball Smith, she might swing on you. Just the utterance of his name. She will fucking, she hates him.
How about that? You think Jerry Fireball Smith got anything on me? You think Gene Lasker cares about that?
Oh, Gene Lasker should.
I'll powder coat her snatch shut.
Been good talking to you, Brian. Good seeing you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Jesus. Phew. We're live on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah,
today.
259 and 598.
Are you going to get your teeth looked at today?
Hey, there's baby face up there now.
Yep.
from Daniel.
We got it from Daniel. Don't you have something else that you're supposed to be sharing from Daniel?
Yeah, I was. I got to upload it because he was getting a final edition of it.
Can you briefly?
He's been tricking this Nigerian guy.
There's Brent Blitz. Supposedly, there's this Nigerian internet cafe guy that's been calling Daniel. You know, Matt Riddle's manager.
Oh, okay.
And Daniel Rose.
Yeah, and has been calling him, and Daniel Rose has been recording it. And now I don't know if it's funny or not. Daniel says it is, but half the shit he sends isn't.
Do you want to play like a first little snippet of it?
Well, yeah. Like I can probably determine if it's something we might want to get into long form eventually, just probably by the snippet that you play.
All right.
You are listening to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, starring Bubba the Love Sponge.
What?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
He's doing the close.
You are listening to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, starring Bubba the Love Sponge, Lomi Anna Ome.
So he's got Nigerian guys that are trying to shake him down for money doing outros for the show?
Yeah, because he said you wanted to change for a while, so he started to have the Nigerians
I'd much rather hear the back and forthness of the Nigerian begging for money.
Oh, those are text messages.
Yeah. Wouldn't you, like, Blitz, them doing the show,
right?
Big fucking deal on the show close. I want to hear the Nigerian saying, that's right, Daniel, if you put $1,800 in this one account, it's a PayPal account, I will be able to unlock $18 million that is currently being held in trust fund. I just need the $1,800 for processing and delivery of your funds. And there's some old bags that, I mean, you don't understand. You can see story after story after story of, you know, older woman or whatever.
Oh, I worked with one.
How much did she send?
It was a man. He was a degenerate. He was a janitor at Cox at night, and we would see him. We called him Largo because we were like, hey, what's your name, when he first started working there? And he was just like, Largo. I'm from Largo. And he had like one tooth. And one time Will and I were talking to him after the show, and he was like, yeah, when I was 14, I burned down a movie theater, and then I got addicted to meth, and then this, and then that. And then he fell asleep in the bushes because he just got drunk and passed out. And then Gio came and he was there in the morning, and he had to call the ambulance, and it was just this whole debacle. But yeah, he got scammed.
How much did he get scammed for?
Thousands.
Was it like one of the...
And he didn't make thousands, so I don't know.
Was it like a girl?
Yeah, it was some woman named Natasha, and he'd show us a picture of her. He's like,
it was probably a picture of Janessa Brazil.
It was the hottest girl that's ever lived on planet Earth, and he's like, yeah, she's 22.
Blitz, remember when we had Janessa on the show?
Yep.
And there was a guy from Canada that happened to watch our show.
Uh-huh.
And he calls up and he goes, hey, the girl on your show. We're like, yeah, Janessa Brazil. He's like, yeah. You tell her she owes me $4,500.
It was like, I thought it was a lot more than that.
We're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, there's this girl sitting right the fuck there has been scamming me out of money. I've been sending that bitch money for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, sir, you got some fucking guy that has all of her pictures.
Mm-hmm. And using that.
And it's used, yes.
Yep.
She's like, listen, dude, I don't know what to tell you. It happens all the time. But she would tell me, Blitz, like, I mean, you know, we were roommates for like 6 months, like two or three a day. She'd get two or three people a day that would finally get a hold of her, like through her Instagram or whatever. And they'd be like, there's a person in, you know, Sweden using your likeness. There's a guy in Alabama using your likeness. And these people would just use all of her pictures to shake horny men down.
Oh, here's the...
Men are so stupid when it comes... Like, why would you...
Here's
when it
the
comes,
guy. When it comes I found a picture of
when
him.
When it comes to your cock.
I know. Why would anyone do
but
that?
But also, this guy was like a...
Here's the deal, guys. Tyler might want to close your ears. Actually, you might want to listen to this. Before you make any type of decision with regards to how horny you are... Oh, is this Largo right here?
That was Largo. And he would tell us every day, he's like, Natasha... Dar.
I sent her $4,000. Yeah,
and he would just get drunk every day. He would bring vodka and just drink on the job, which I don't care.
Why didn't Cox?
Cool guy.
Why didn't Cox like make you guys just clean up yourself?
No, because they would do like thorough. Well, I don't think this guy did. But
corporations don't. They
hired a cleaning company.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah.
Holy fucking looking good.
Really?
Yeah, those fucking jeans and shit.
Must have been during winter time.
Just enough.
I mean, are you looking at the same picture I'm looking at?
Yeah.
You guys don't think that's hot as absolute? That's an absolute great. She's got her little.
She's got a little vacuum.
Yeah, I mean, well, she just. I don't know. She just looks hair pinned up. Little fucking side profile action. Am I the only one that thinks that's a really cute picture of her?
Wow, I must look really bad now because I don't even think that's especially good. But
hold on.
It's better than now.
You don't think that that's a cute picture of her?
It's okay. It's not great. It's not bad. I'm just enamored with the story
us. Am I the only one? Wow. What's that saying, Anna? I think that picture is cute as fuck.
Thank you.
Nobody else is saying anything.
Does that mean
there are people are saying that you're not that's not a cute?
No, she looks good. I was looking at like the Oryx he was pushing and see if I could see his vodka bottle. Like yeah, part of
his
vodka.
Just always drunk.
So now it's officially they've made it virtually impossible for you to get an abortion in Texas. Now,
after 6 weeks, I think, right?
Well, hold on now. This is what Laura O'Donnell's gonna tell us.
oh God.
Nice. She's at a piano bar.
Hold on here.
Nearly impossible to get an abortion in Texas. The most restrictive abortion law in the country went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to act on a request to block it. CBS's Ben Tracy on what makes...
Which, by the way, Roe versus Wade is the fundamental Supreme Court ruling that makes abortions somewhat legal based on the state.
It's federally
was
legal.
Was based out of Dallas, Texas. That whole it was a woman named Roe and Henry Wade. Jane Roe versus Henry Wade. He was the state attorney for Dallas at the time.
Is this Texas law different from others?
Abortion rights advocates protested outside the Texas state capitol today as clinics began turning away patients. Abortion providers say Texas has essentially outlawed 85% of abortion procedures.
By the way, I'm just reporting the news here, okay? I'm on YouTube and I'm on Facebook, and this could really piss them off. I'm just reporting what CBS reported. And listen, that's all. I'll probably have somewhat of an opinion about it, but it'll be very pro-woman.
Yeah, we're
which will force
to
many
videos clinics
to close. Amy Hagstrom-Miller runs 4 clinics providing abortion services and is one of the plaintiffs asking the Supreme Court to intervene.
It's heartbreaking to deny them the care that our staff are fully trained and ready to provide. So really, most people are going to be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will.
The law... signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, bans abortion once a so-called fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks. That's before many women even realize they are pregnant. The law appears to contradict the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, which guarantees the right to abortion until fetal viability.
Now, what is fetal viability?
When the fetus can survive on its own.
Okay. That's what it means. That's what it truly means.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not your opinion.
No.
Okay, that's what it means.
Viability.
All right.
About 22 weeks. It is also highly unusual because it bars state officials from enforcing the law, but instead allows private citizens to sue doctors, clinic staff, and those helping women get abortions.
See,
for what?
Why can't we just make it this simple and let the woman decide what to do with her body as long as it's not in the third trimester?
And so I agree with you. However, their argument is...
it's murder.
That they're sticking up for the human being that will be killed because of
it. I understand that, and I do understand that. But that human being is attached to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, at the end of the day, is the life support mechanism for this human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman... has the right to make that decision for her body. Now, I do think that this is just strictly my opinion, is that you do put it, I do think that it becomes more and more of a problem the later the pregnancy gets.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that there is I think, is it 22 weeks now?
That's what they just said was 22 weeks.
That's when it can survive, I guess.
You know,
not
20,
great odds,
21, 21 weeks and below, then it's keep the courts... and keep them all out of the woman's business. It's right. the woman's business. It, like, we're now...
But you just saying the 21 weeks that the court made that call, so...
Well, I'm just saying, like, okay...
You, now they're just pushing it back.
You can't have all, or it's either legal or not legal.
Right.
You can abort it, you know, 5 seconds before you have it. There has to be, if you're going to allow it, there has to be some type of cutoff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
People may not agree with that, but... You got to.
Mm-hmm.
But I still just think that this is politicians that are playing God over women. I'm pro woman. A woman is the one that has to deal with this scenario, not only mentally, but physically, but also for the rest of her life. Because most men, I mean, just look at the divorce rate. Look at the divorce rate. So that woman... Isn't the divorce rate over 60-some percent? So that woman is probably the person that's going to have to deal with this person that they bring into this world for the rest of their lives. Dads are deadbeats for the most part. They come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Men come and go. Your mom's your mom, which makes it even more special if you make it. If your mom decides to have you, she really loves you, you little guy.
Even if she tried to get rid of you on a trampoline.
Anyone who wins a lawsuit is entitled to $10,000.
So now, let me get this straight. Now they're just going to have people trying to trip up doctors to give you an abortion at 7 weeks so that they can sue you and win $10,000. Is that how I'm hearing this?
Yeah, citizens can sue. Like, who? Like, can you just go off the street and be like, you know what? That doctor does abortions. I'm going to sue him.
Anti-abortion advocates say even a person driving someone to a clinic should be held responsible.
Oh, my God.
Like the Uber driver?
Yeah, the Uber driver.
I don't know. I just moved to this country.
Nope. You're an accessory.
So now we're going to start that? Blitz, a bad guy has you Uber him over to Walmart, right? Mm-hmm. You drop him off. Well, he then goes into Walmart and robs the place, but he didn't tell you he was going to Walmart to rob. He just wanted to go to Walmart.
Sure.
You drop him off Walmart, you're already three things down. He robs the place. They got to come get you for it?
That's ridiculous.
If he knows and he's taking her there fully aware, you know, that this is illegal to do, then yeah, I think he should be held accountable.
Oh my God, what are we becoming? We are becoming a bunch of inside-out afraidy cat willies.
I'm not a pronoun person, but why does the driver have to be a he?
Well, she's saying that, like,
yeah. But you know what? I mean, you're right, Blitz. I mean, she's automatically saying a female Uber driver wouldn't take that.
Well, no, you're not saying Uber. You're saying, like, if the boyfriend or maybe a guy drives across the state lines to St. Louis and drives, you know.
Oh, my God.
I think he should be held accountable.
I could be in prison right now.
Yes.
Very much like an accomplice in other types of crime.
Jesus.
Now, this fall, the U.S. Supreme Court will review Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Conservatives now have a 6-3 majority on the court. And Nora, that case could overturn Roe v. Wade, which established that right to abortion back in 1973.
I don't even know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are coming out and saying, well, if they're forcing us to get the COVID vaccine, then...
Hello.
Then what?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm
doing good. I didn't hear from Gary today. Maybe Gary knew I was having a bad day and he let me off the hook today.
Hey, are you guys talking about the new law in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Hey, I was just saying, you know, it's crazy because I just realized why a lot of my friends, well, old friends that are really kind of religious, I guess you could call them evangelicals, they hung with all the other stuff that was going on because I realized what they really wanted out of it, unfortunately, because I got a daughter and stuff, you know, and it was to take away a lot of the rights of that was their agenda all along.
Well, unfortunately, sir... We have one of the fundamental things that our country was built upon is the separation of church and state, and that the church and state didn't coexist and make rulings together. There was a definite separation, and the government didn't really dabble in religion or things like this too much. But unfortunately, I think that we're digressing on that, and I think that the government is getting more and more involved in these type of decisions. And I'm questioning that with there's even a separation of church and state anymore. I mean, right?
And if I could add, Bubba, I think they've taken the religion aspect out of it and they've kind of incorporated and made it into a state, almost a criminal or no criminal act. So they've almost taken the feelings and the religion part of it out. But I think it was kind of an agenda, and it doesn't do any good for bringing women into the fold if that's the trying to get, you know, people to be.
I don't know, man. I just don't know why it can't be as simple as women can make the decision to do what they want with their body up until a certain time, and then at that point, you know, I just don't understand where women's. Talk about lack of women's rights. The lack of women's rights starts with them not being able to fundamentally make the decision they want. Well, that's where it starts and stops.
A lot of women are for this ban.
I know that.
It's not necessarily women versus men.
I know that, but there's also a lot of women that say, I want the right to be able to choose.
Of course there are.
But low percentage, Anna, I think there's overwhelming majority of women are not for this. And not that they're pro anything, but it's just to have that choice. And I don't know if you mentioned as well, because I was waiting. I wasn't waiting long. Anyways, they are also, they're not making any exceptions for incest or rape. It is only for life of the mother. So if you are impregnated by your brother or...
Again, what gives the state the right to come in and play God like this?
People always...
Supreme Court.
Mother, may not, I?
No, the Supreme Court in 1973 said that a woman does have the right to decide what she does. That's what Roe versus Wade's all about.
Yep. And we sent it all the way to the top. What happened is this bill went all the way to the top a couple nights ago, and the Supreme Court had an option to vote on it, to consider it, and they, by saying we will not consider it, basically they're upholding letting the state have the right to do that. And Texas would be a bad place for my daughter's responsible, and you know, I know you sort of have a daughter-in-law and any young lady growing up, and it's not a good
place. Tyler and Ace ain't vacationing in Texas, I'll tell you that right now. Period.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Because we have to do something drastic quickly. We're not going to Texas. Tyler, no racing in Texas.
Exactly. So I guess we can't have it all on the things that we want, but I kind of see that some of the fake people that were, I don't know, they were just all along, that was all they were after, was the abortion and the Supreme Court angle. And I'm not for that.
I appreciate your call, my friend.
May I?
Get crazy.
People always bring this up. They're like, what about cases of rape? What about cases of incest? At the end of the day, you're punishing the fetus. Like, just because, again, rape is bad. Rape is bad. Incest, bad. But if you do have a child that is a product of rape and you kill the kid, to me that makes no sense. Like, go after the person that raped you, or you know, the incest, the adults involved. But people are talking about terminating the fetus when the fetus is the victim here.
Again,
the fetus didn't do anything.
The victim is the woman, and she should decide.
Sure.
If a woman was raped and she wanted to have that baby,
yeah,
then she should.
Here's
have that
how
baby.
I feel about
if
it.
If
a
woman is raped and she'd like to get rid of the baby, she should.
This is my take on it. I feel like if we're getting philosophical about it, I think abortion is
in this
wrong.
Case, you said your office deemed it a crime, but in fact, a jury determined that it wasn't a crime, correct?
Well, we can get very philosophical.
Sorry.
There's some trigger words.
I think abortion is wrong.
It's a trigger word.
Any way you slice it, but I also don't give a fuck. So in that case, do whatever you want. Does that make sense?
You know,
like, if you were to ask me, do you think it's right or wrong? I'd say it's wrong, but I'd go, but I actually don't give a fuck.
I saw my girl Eileen Collins in here, and I think Country Girls on our Facebook.
Bill Dell with 1,000 stars.
And I don't know if, I think Blitz, that Danielle Large girl, I think I ran her off. I think
she's gone forever.
Yeah, she's like, fuck this. And so I think there are some, I'm monitoring Facebook right now.
I'm on YouTube.
No, I'm sorry. I'm on YouTube.
You're on the tubes.
Country Girl's on YouTube right now.
She's on YouTube. Okay, well, I'm on Facebook right now, and I don't know how many girls are on here. How many women are on here? I don't want to say girls. How many women are on here? But let me, you monitor YouTube, and I'll monitor Facebook. And I'm just throwing it out there to women. And that is, what's your opinion of abortion? And I have to kind of maybe throw the question out there so you know what you're voting on. And that is, should it just be flat out illegal, or should it be the woman's decision? Right? I mean, at the end of the day, you can slice it all different types of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say the woman's decision, obviously it's not, I do not include that being the third trimester. But should it just flat out be illegal, like the way Texas is trying to make it? or should a woman have the right to choose?
Well,
I'd like to, Stephanie, Susan said, my body, my choice. I like to see what women.
Fiona Flowers says the same thing.
My body, my choice.
Yeah, but I get
that. We're not asking your opinion.
I thought I was a woman. I'm sorry.
You are, and you gave your opinion a few minutes ago.
I know.
Your opinion was, I don't give a fuck.
Angela said,
I think it's wrong, but I also don't give a fuck.
Angela said, work in a woman's right to choose. She works in OBGYN.
Cheryl says, woman's decision. Susan Poitras says, women should have the right to choose. I agree with you. Danielle says, I'm against late terms, but a woman should have the right to choose. Renee Marie says, hi, Philip. How you doing? I think that's country girl, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
She says, my choice. Are you monitoring YouTube?
Yeah. Let me country girl, my body, my choice.
My choice.
I mean, so where are they getting all this support? I mean, it's every, like my sister and I've had this conversation before, and she's like, my body, my choice. My mom, well, she tried to abort me, and it wasn't legal. Thank God. But thank God it was illegal back then. I would have been in Gonsville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Bubba.
You know, again, almost every woman that I know, even women that are Democrats and very liberal, say, my choice. My fucking choice.
Yeah, but
the people are liberal will
people,
say that.
I think people are misunderstanding this as like a women's right issue. When the people that are fighting for this, it's not that they hate women or they want women.
It's a religious issue.
No, it's they're fighting on the
absolutely,
on the part of
it's exactly what Blitz said.
Well, but hold on, but Anna is right, though.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
It's the right of the fetus to live.
Right.
That's what it is. So if the mother is housing the fetus, so they're trying to protect the fetus, which is inside of the mother. Again, right, I don't give a fuck, but that's the argument.
Yes. They're trying to be, you know, there's women's rights, and they're trying to have the fetus rights, basically, or the human rights of the other person, of the baby.
That's what they're saying it
is. Yes.
You know, because they think it's murder. It's not that they hate women. That think about what they're fighting for.
Right.
It's not that they hate women.
I know exactly what they're fucking fighting for.
They're fighting for the fetus. That's
but
like,
if you give
save
the
me.
But if you give the fucking fetus the choice, you're taking the choice away from the human being that's been around a long time.
Right.
And I'm just saying.
How's that fruit?
And they don't care about that.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. God forbid that you got some 22-year-old woman that contributes to society and, you know, her and her boyfriend do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they have and they're pregnant, and she's like, I'm 22 years old and I'm in college, and I don't think I can really, you know.
Right.
A kid's not what really kind of what we need right now. Well, Where did her rights dissipate?
No, and so I agree with you, but their comeback would be, so then it's okay to murder something because of that? Because
no,
you're
not.
Because you're irresponsible? I mean, that's what they're saying, basically.
I'm getting all tore up on this shit.
I know.
Okay.
No, I'm not trying to murder anybody.
Right.
But it's my body that keeps this thing alive, and I'd like to make that choice. You shouldn't be able to make any type of fucking decision about my body unless I'm a vegetable and you're my family and you're pulling the plug.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm able-bodied and I'm able to make sound decisions, I should be able to make... I don't know of any other decision that a woman can't make about her body other than this.
She's not allowed to kill herself.
Well, sure she is.
No, you're not allowed to.
No, it's against the law.
It's against the law.
What she get? What are they going to do?
I think that should be legal as well. If it's your body, you should be able to do what you want with it.
Well, they do. Go give your fucking family a ticket after you've killed yourself?
No, listen, they don't put you in prison.
Your brother killed himself. It's $510 bucks.
Death tax.
It's just like we're being controlled by a bunch of religious people who, I don't know, man.
Well,
those who believe it's one way are going to do one thing, and those that believe it's the other thing are. Where do we stop making? Where do we no longer have choices? We have mandates.
Mm-hmm.
More and more vaccine, abortion.
Ooh, Bub, that's where it gets really interesting. Is the people that are clamoring "my body, my choice" are the ones that think that everyone should have a vaccine, otherwise that they can just go fuck themselves and they should have no rights. That's where I find it interesting. Is that dissonance right there? Is the people that are like "my body, my choice," but you need to get a fucking vaccine, otherwise you're going to lose your fucking job.
I'll even one better you.
Yeah, do it.
What about one of the most sacred, the Second Amendment?
Done.
Let's throw that's in some parts of our country, that doesn't mean shit. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here with that gun. You cannot. Well, not the Second Amendment. It's my Second Amendment right.
Right.
Fuck your Second Amendment. You can't have a gun. So we pick and choose and cherry pick what the fuck we're really going to enforce around right. here. And it's really geographically based. It really, really
Which is kind of good, because if you don't like how we do business here, you can move to a different state, right?
It kind of is, but
until
I mean,
they all move
until
down here.
Until right. they, I mean, until
don't California my Florida, wasn't that the DeSantis for?
Oh mm-hmm. God, that's great. What is that? Don't yeah. California my
it's a
Florida.
A DeSantis thing, I think. Yeah, right?
Well, it's a person making.
I do slogan. Have a friend of mine, Blitz, who voted for Obama.
Okay,
I'm sorry, voted for Joe Biden, and they. Told me a couple days ago that they're voting for DeSantis.
Hell nice. Fucking yeah. I know so many people like that switched over.
Like, for real. Like, I think DeSantis might be the great switcher. Yeah. In the fact that, like, I think that people are so disenfranchised, not necessarily with Biden, but with the choices you have after Biden. Meaning, you know, you've thrown a rookie. At least when Barack was the president, you had Biden, who was a seasoned senator. He wasn't nearly as incompetent as he is now. Mm-hmm. And he was a seasoned, you know, he had seen, I mean, he's been in the Senate for 4,000 years.
Right.
But you, Kamala Harris, people don't feel, I don't think people feel any better about her
no.
than they do him. And so they feel the party has not given them a great choice to deal with post Joe, because there's no way. There is no fucking way they can put him up in 3.5 years to be a two-timer. There is no fucking way. He can't even form a complete sentence now.
It was like you and your friends dragged you to that club.
They were saying
you
that
were like,
she...
Weekend at Bernie's.
But like, I mean, are they? I mean, they have to be having meetings now, saying, you know, Kamala, it's going to be fucking Kamala.
She said that she's the least popular vice president in the last 28 years.
Okay, that's great. I don't know anything about
that. I think they're going to just kind of like
that's the polls from NBC.
Well, I mean, inject
him full of amphetamines until the next election, and then just pray
no way.
That somebody else.
There's
runs.
Just no fucking way that Americans will elect an 82-year-old to be president.
No,
you could be the best president ever. And you're still going to get, like, he's 82. Most mm-hmm. motherfuckers don't live past 82.
No.
And the last thing Americans ever want, regardless of what your political affiliation is a death of the president. Right? Once we get our president, we want our president to be in there.
Well, see, and so I think part of, like, why they were shitting on him so hard in the media over this Afghanistan stuff was they're thinking, well, if we can find a way to get him out soon and get Kamala in there, then she'll have a couple years of being in there, and if she's that good, people will vote for her because now she's got experience. She's got 2 or 3 years of experience under her belt.
That would be the only play.
And I think
that's probably the play that needs to be done.
Yeah, but she didn't step up and do anything. She like ran away to Saigon. She's made like zero
of course.
Appearances.
I mean,
answered zero questions about it.
But listen, Anna, that's good because then she can say a certain amount of fucking plausibility. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
They didn't include me on that one. I would have done it.
Yeah,
I would have done it 14 different ways.
I don't think it's a good look. She's clearly not doing well in the polls.
Hold on,
so
Anna,
it's not working.
None of it's good look. Not a goddamn part of it's a good look.
I mean, like, what are their options? Though?
Well, they said the Democratic Party is trying to hide her. So she
to protect
talk.
Her, meanwhile, then she doesn't say anything.
No. Meanwhile, see, that's how stupid they are. They should be rolling her out, making her look like a million fucking bucks right now.
If that's what they want to go with.
No, but I'm saying, like, what else can they go with?
No, I agree.
Like, I can't tell. Okay, when they were grooming Barack, you could see this guy was going to be a fucking rock star. Mm-hmm. You could see that.
Yeah.
You could see, hey, this fresh-faced senator from Illinois, he's fucking articulate. He's a great communicator. He had the it factor, guys. I'm just going to be fucking honest with you.
Oh, 100%.
But I don't know, after Kamala, I don't know of anybody that's they're grooming to do anything in the Democratic Party. Unless it's Pedro who hasn't got here yet.
The people
I don't
they were
fucking
grooming
know.
Have gone under. Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo. Remember there was like kind of like a rustle and bustle about Andrew Cuomo running for president
because
of how well he handled coronavirus?
Oh, he's fucked.
Okay, so realistically, in 2024, what are they going to do?
So that's what I'm saying.
Because you don't want...
The only play you can do, Blitz, right now is, if you're the Democrats, is you start now really, really making Kamala look good.
Yep.
You put her in front of some good shit, some real no-brainer fucking, you know, softball shit she can't fuck up on. You just, you know, they do all that shit.
No.
And you start windling Joe down. In fact, you might even make Joe look like a buffoon. You might make him...
Just sacrifice him.
Yeah, because, they did Cuomo.
Yeah, right, because here's the thing is, if you know, he gets hurt or is, you know, his mental capacity goes down or he does something stupid where they can get her in
done.
After 2 years, then she could still serve two more terms.
Right. And she goes in not as a rookie, never done it. She goes in with, listen, for the last 2 years, I've ran this country.
Exactly.
And then they have all the great stats and, you know, she's done this and she's done that and fucking unemployment's way down and everybody's like, fucking Griff, she's the best. You know, but... And you make Joe hold the bag of shit. If you're the Democratic Party right now, you're like, listen, let's get Joe to hold the bag of shit.
Right.
Let's roll Kamala out because I'll tell you what the fucking real problem is. This goddamn rock star in Florida is fucking trending up.
Yes.
And we got to have something. We got to have something because he has the.
It's not going to be Joe. I have a feeling
he's
I know what's
got
gonna happen.
The it fact. Well, here's what's going to happen. Just mark my word.
Kay.
They're going to put some kind of bullshit. Fucking scandal on DeSantis. Some fucking girl from Dunedin High from 1986 is going to say he fingered her in the dugout.
Yep.
He raped her with his eyes.
Yeah,
and he, you know, he fingered her in the dugout when they were 17.
This is my prediction.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to do the same thing to him what they did Cuomo.
Yeah, because all the rock stars that they were kind of building up, like Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo, those guys are fucking out. I have a feeling they're going to pull a play like Donald Trump, where they're going to pull
By the way,
someone...
all of this is just straight speculation.
Yeah.
Our opinion.
I think they're going to pull a Donald Trump in the sense that they're going to pull someone out of left field from Hollywood. Now, I'm not saying The Rock, but someone like that who has a lot of influence, who's really political, but isn't a politician. That I think that's the only way they're going to get support.
Has it ever happened before where the sitting president didn't run for a second term and they put somebody else up to
run?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Only death. Like Kennedy.
Well, he'll die.
Oh man, they've killed a lot before.
So if that happens,
and they're like, Joe passed away in the middle of his sleep last night.
There was four presidents that didn't run for their reelection.
When was the last one?
It was back, Chester Arthur, I think it was. So it was back in the day, or no?
That was a lead singer for
Calvin Coolidge.
Hello,
sir. How are you doing?
Good. Who's this? This is my buddy Gooch from Columbus, Indiana, fourth most popular guy.
No, sir. I'm sorry. I wish I was the most popular guy. I'm DJ.
DJ, hi, buddy.
Lyndon Johnson.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the fact that...
This is the guy that sent us these knives, right?
Oh, yes, sir. That would be me.
My badass black knife.
It's DJ Willia.
Oh, thank you so
DJ
much.
DJ Willia 007.
Yeah.
Hi, DJ.
How you doing, bud?
Good. Thank you for the knife.
Hey, man. I'm really glad that you guys like that. Really. It really tugged at my heart. I really appreciate you guys liking it.
And it was super thoughtful because there's not a lot of things that people can send that we all would like. Most of us take a shit on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, man, we all real guys need a utility knife.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Blitz has 460 of them, but you can always use another one that you just put in your fucking console and you can, you know, you got it.
It's super easy to open and close.
And those are easy. I mean, they're pretty cool with this, quick flip. Come on now. Spring assisted.
Oh, yeah.
No, listen, DJ, you don't got to supersell your gift. We love it, buddy. What do you want?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well. There's one thing that people really don't realize. Kamala Harris, she was not born in the U.S., and her parents weren't either.
Well, where was she born? Who
Canada.
All right. Well, we love Canada. Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, Canada's not claiming her either. Fuck. I mean, you know, whatever. God bless her.
Yeah, I know. It's the whole Obama thing. I'm just saying.
I think she's got nice tits, doesn't she?
Yeah, great tits.
Well, it says right here that Kamala Harris was born in Oakland, California.
She was born in Oakland, California.
Fucking liar.
Raleigh Fingers is her daddy.
And then moved to California.
DJ Willow, we love you, buddy. Get your stats straight.
Hey, love you.
See you later, buddy. But I'm just saying right now, if I'm the Democrats, I'm like, we're fucked. We're so fucked, especially that rock star down in Florida. We've got to put Dear Ron DeSantis, this is Bubba Clem, and I have been blackballed officially, and they're going to get you on some shit. So get your shit together, buddy. Don't be fucking around. Don't let your buddy fuck your wife. Don't do nothing that I... Just fucking chill out. and keep making super cool decisions like you are, and be a fucking boss hogging stud that you are, kid.
Hell yeah.
And don't hang out with Donald Trump.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that too bad? Donald Trump got himself blackballed too, did he not?
Yep.
I should have him on my show.
Yeah.
Donald, what's it like from one blackballed motherfucker to another? I got my Twitter pulled too. Hello?
Hi, Bubba. This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. This is Danielle Large Craig. How you doing?
Bubba, I Googled your two-finger cul-de-sac Jones, and I am so excited.
I bet
I love dirt track racing.
Oh, I'll take you back there. I'll take you there and make you fucking jet ski like a sea dude there, Danielle.
Oh, my goodness. You got me so excited.
Oh, my God.
Your hair looks so good.
My hair looks so fucking good today. Bubba. I look like George Clooney with a thyroid condition, don't I?
Bubba, you are the best.
God damn, I'm hot. Thank you. My balls are tiny, too. Hello.
Hey, if Kamala's not a citizen, doesn't that hand the book to Nancy Pelosi?
She was born
in California.
She was born in Oakland, bud.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
No problem. Everybody's just hoping.
Yeah.
Hoping. Man, I got to get a technicality. Get this bitch out of here.
What time was he listening to?
I don't know. Something like
that.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
So wait, you could be elected to be the VP and not be born, but then if the president dies, then you know what I mean? How does that work?
I don't know.
You get passed over. I don't really give a fuck. State.
I think the only chance the Democrats got is to put the rock in their blitz, and I know that sounds real stupid, but I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm telling you, I think they'll pull from Hollywood.
They're already grooming the rock. You can see it.
He's got COVID, too.
You can see that they're grooming the fucking
COVID.
Rock.
His whole family's got COVID. He's
and listen,
good.
I used to like the rock. I don't like the rock anymore.
No.
Mm-mm. You said he was a nice guy.
Well, I've met him personally several times. Yeah. Great guy. But I'm rocked out a little bit.
Too much.
Yeah,
oversaturated.
Like, I got your tequila. I got your fucking Under Armour shoes.
I've seen all Fast Furious.
I got your energy drink. I mean, you're on every Monster. I mean, god damn. Take it. Rock. I think you're worth about $300 million. Take a year off. Fucking chill out. Stretch your dick out on the fucking Hawaii shores.
Watch out for the ducks.
Fuck ducks. I don't know.
Fuck ducks.
It's worth $320 million.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Jesus.
I mean, but you're right. The Republicans went and got this non-conventional rock star in Donald Trump, right?
I don't think the Republicans went and got him, but they repped him.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
And American loved it because it was very unconventional. You know, The Rock is far more better speaker than fucking Donald Trump was. The Rock, I mean, right? Everybody's going to vote for The Rock.
I could see him running or like Oprah or...
No, Oprah. Everybody, listen, Oprah. I say Oprah, but you want to stay the fuck away from Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see something like that.
She's got some people things in the closet.
Yeah. Well, listen, stop with that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Stedman's in the closet.
But I think you find...
It's where she stores them.
Anna, here's what you do.
Yeah.
You find another female that is far more appealing than Kamala Harris. You put The Rock in there as the president... The fucking, can you imagine? Hold on. Let's just back up. We're actually having this discussion. That's how fucked our country is.
Yeah.
That The Rock might be a viable candidate for.
I mean, that's what people said about Donald Trump.
I know.
That's fucking happened.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that far fetched. Like, you know, we're sitting here saying this is, but it's not. It could happen.
Oh, easily. Anyone can run.
And once the big machine, and he's already blitzed, you know, he was anti-Trumper.
Yes.
Who could they get to run? Like, I'm trying to think about who the Rock's, like, if you were to be able to handpick the most perfect VP candidate, the Hollywood, who would be a great VP candidate for the Rock? Rock's president, who's VP? You got to get Kamala out of there. She just sucks.
Yeah.
You find a hot chick, maybe Madonna. What
oh,
a bitch!
God, no,
did you say
what?
Hot chick?
Who? Who?
You said hot chick, so
yeah.
That's not Madonna.
Like a hey, I know. Oh, she's Republican.
Candace Owens. There's talk of that.
Blitz. I think that's who DeSantis goes and gets. Fucking Candace Owens.
DeSantis Owens.
Fuck yeah. Anna Hummel, that's a strong ticket, ain't
Let's
it?
Let's go.
No, for real. Like, you
I think
got
that
everything
would do
covered
very
there.
Well. I think that would do very well.
You got everything. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Let her go do your debates for you, too. But I think DeSantis could hold his own on a debate.
Who's like really vocal on the left that's part of Hollywood and always tries to get their dick and everything?
As a girl? Trying to get your dick
in? Or a guy, but someone who's just like really vocal.
Robert De Niro.
Alex Baldwin. Alex Baldwin.
No, they got,
no. But he's maybe vocal. A woman or a person of color would be best.
It's Oprah, unfortunately.
I don't think she'll do it, but someone that has that kind of influence.
How about fucking Meghan Markle? Listen, I think we're all just sitting here arguing about some bunch of bullshit because Ron DeSantis is going to be the next president of the United States.
Sure hope so.
We just got to find who his perfect running mate would be. I think Candace Owens all day, every day, and three times on fucking Sunday.
I don't know. I think that Trump's going to try to make a fucking comeback.
No.
He's been... I hope he doesn't, but it sounds like he's making rounds.
Dear Ron DeSantis, I am Bubba Clem, and you used to listen to my show when you were in Dunedin High School. No Panties Thursday, Lesbian Tuesday, Fat Philly Friday, Redneck Monday, the whole fucking thing. You know who I am? I'm world famous. Do not let Donald Trump be your vice president.
No,
keep
what?
That motherfucker as far away as you can. I like Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump got a fuck job. I think Donald Trump got a Bubba blackballing in Tampa fuck job. But that being said, his ship has sailed. We got to put some new blood in there.
What about if it was Trump president, DeSantis vice president?
No, that's
Trump,
even worse.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, because then people are saying if you have Trump for 1 year and then DeSantis for eight.
No, and no. You find...
Bubba said no.
You find... A fucking female, a very slinging dick Candace Owens like female, and now you got it all covered. I don't know if it's Candace Owens.
No, unfortunately.
But it's Candace Owens like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost need someone who's not, who's like a more centrist a little bit, maybe, more moderate.
Tucker.
As a VP.
That'd be awesome. Get Tucker in there.
That'd be awesome, but he's not, he's not the one.
No, I know. He doesn't have a pussy. We need a presidential pussy.
Right. Vice presidential pussy.
Right.
Huh.
Anna, you never watched Veep, did you?
No.
Oh, my God.
But I did watch Vice.
You would have loved Veep.
With Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yes. She ends up being the president, and she's like Tara. She's like a real fucking smart-ass bitch. Like, she just says it like it is. She didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Did you ever watch House of Cards?
Yes, it got so fucking deep, I couldn't even take it anymore. Okay. I started thinking about my life and how deep it is.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry I brought that up.
No problem.
It's okay.
Somebody said Cardi B with that big ass.
She's so gross.
Oh, Cardi B.
So
what
gross.
The fuck?
I love her.
She
knows. I love her, and I love Lizzo.
Stop it.
I love them all.
Me too.
I love everybody. Ever. In fact, you know what? The official statement is I don't have heat with anybody. Not even Blitz anymore. I grabbed his ding ding two times.
Yep.
Yeah.
I gave a power squiz quos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to the dentist today to get my shit fixed.
Awesome.
Or at least looked at.
Good.
And I think it's about time for us to leave, don't you think?
Well, you're going to hit the laughing gas just for hell of it?
Oh, yeah. Give me that laugh, kid. Ooh. Well, we dwindled below 200 on Facebook, so that puts me in a little bit of a sad face mood. Sad face.
543 on YouTube, though.
Sad face.
On the tubes.
Right. And my girl's not here, Danielle Large Creighton.
She's working. We were at 600 for a while on YouTube. We're good.
We were?
Yeah, 600.
But Danielle Large Creighton wasn't around either, was she?
She'll come back, Bubs. They always come back.
She'll come back, Bubs. They always come back.
They do.
Fantastic. We good? We out of here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Friday?
Matt Arroyo tomorrow, UFC champ.
What a great guy, too. Yeah, he's a good-looking man, I'll tell you that right now.
His birthday was yesterday, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about his Gracie Tampa stuff. Great. Fantastic. Tomorrow, a OnlyFans release. It'll be Acura. It'll be Acura until we run out of Acura shit.
Perfect.
Is my iPad ready or is that for tomorrow?
You can, you can take it if you'd like.
Okay, but does it work?
Yes.
Fantastic.